الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وقال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, it's a known fact and we all understand that after iman, the most important thing in a Muslim's life is his salah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam emphasized this time and again in his ummah, and to the last breath that he was taking, he was saying to the people to take care of their salah. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that كانت عامة وصية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين حضره الموت الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم. That most of the advice of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم at the time, last stages of his life, he was saying to the ummah, salah, take care of your salah, take care of your salah, take care of your salah. And those people under you, working under you, those people who you have authority over, take care of those people. Until to such an extent, his ruh was being extracted and he was reaching his throat and he was unable to talk, and he was still saying these two words, As-salatu wa ma malakat imanukum, As-salatu wa ma malakat imanukum. Ulama explained that amongst the two things, which is hukukullah and hukukul ibad, the rights of Allah and the rights of the fellow people, the most highest of all things, or the most important of all things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a nutshell, at the time of his mort, is saying, salah is the highest thing and most important thing. And on the other hand, your employees, they are the most, from all the people that are under you, they have the most haq, or see to their rights most, or those people who you're in charge of. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of death is also saying to the ummah that take care of your salah. It comes in another hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, inna awwala ma yuhasabu bihi al-abdu yawm al-qiyamati min amalihi salatuhu, fa in saluhat saluha sairu amalihi wa in fasadat fasada sairu amalihi. That the first thing to be reckoned on the day of judgment from all his actions will be his salah. If his salah is in order, then the rest of the actions will follow thereafter and they all will be in order. And if his salah is not proper, it is not in order, then the rest of the actions will be corrupted and they will not be proper. Shaqiq ibn Baqi rahmatullah alayhi says, Kana ashabu rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they never view anything else as kufr as they viewed the leaving out of salah. As they viewed the leaving out of salah, that they seen that person who is neglectful and leaving out salah intentionally, that this person has come to the doors of kufr. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu further supporting this, he says, Bain al-rajuli wa shirki wal kufr tarku salat. The barrier between a Muslim man and kufr and shirk is the leaving out of salah. If he leaves out his salah intentionally, he's crossed the barrier into shirk and kufr. Now we all understand this, we all know this, the ummah has reached an extent, they all understand that we have to perform 5 times salah. But when we perform, the people who are reading salah, or the people, Muslims, are divided into 3 groups. There are those people that do not perform salah at all. They do not perform salah at all, they have no regard for salah. So Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرُ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah will address them on the day of judgment. What has brought you, what has entered you into saqar? In this world, according to the crime that you commit, likewise will be the sentence. It is not one sentence for every type of crime. The crime varies, the sentence varies. Like that in Jahannam or in the year after, according to the sin that we commit, likewise will be the sentence in the fire of Jahannam. So those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address them. What has entered you in Saqar? They will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Whenever we used to perform our salah. This is just one thing I'm mentioning. They were not particular about performing their salah that has entered them into Saqar. Saqar is a stage in Jahannam. It's a place in Jahannam. This word Saqar, it means like how the sun, it burns something. It melts it to the end. Like that when a person is thrown into Saqar, his body will be melted or his body will be finished right to the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرَ لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرُ. What do you think? What is Saqar? What's your understanding of Saqar? لَا تُبْقِي. It will not spare anyone. It will not spare any sinner. وَلَا تَذَرُ. It will not leave anything on your body. Nothing. Whether it's your bone, your flesh, it will eat up and burn everything. لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرِ. It is prepared to burn fully the skins of men. So this is a person who never used to perform salah completely in his life. Then we get the next category of people. There are those people who perform this salah, but they don't perform this salah with jamaat. They don't perform this salah with jamaat, but they're performing the salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ أَنْسَاقْ وَيَدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ خَاشِيَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ وَقَدْ كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. Remember the day when the shin of Allah will be exposed. What is the shin of Allah? This is the mutashabiyat of the Quran. Allah only knows what's the meaning of this. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The interpretation of Allah is to Allah, is left to Him. So on that day, they will be ordered or they will be called to make sajda. That person who was not particular about salat ul jama'ah, he will not be able to bend. His body will take one figure, one vertebrate bone right to the bottom, and his body will freeze. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ خَاشِيَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ. He'll put his head down in shame. تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً. Disgrace and shame will overtake him on that day. Why he did not go to the salah? يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. They were called to salah. The azan is being echoed out. Next door the masjid. Come and leave his son for hifz as well. But he never reached salah with jamaat. وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. He had the means. He was healthy. There was nothing obstructing him from reading salah with jamaat. But he just never used to go to the masjid. Sayyid ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu mentions that this ayat was revealed. وَكَانُوا يَسْمَعُونَ حَيَّالَ الْفَلَىٰ فَلَىٰ يُجِيبُونَ. They used to listen to the azan. حَيَّالَ الصَّلَىٰ حَيَّالَ الْفَلَىٰ. Come to salah. Come to your success. They never used to respond and come to the masjid. Ka'b Ahbar rahmatullahi alayhi says, وَاللَّهِ مَا نَزَلَتْ هَذِي الْآيَةِ إِلَّا عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَتَخَلَّفُونَ عَنِ الْجَمَاعَةِ. This ayat was definitely revealed regarding those people who used to miss out jamaat intentionally. So these are the second group of people. That those people used to they read salah, but they don't read it with jamaat. Then there is the third group. Those people who read this salah. Not only read this salah, but they read this salah with jamaat. But they read this salah haphazardly. There is no concentration. There is no devotion. There is no performing the ruku and the sajda properly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. Destruction, misery, calamity for that musalli who performs salah and is unmindful in his salah. He neglects the concentration and devotion in salah. Some people say that the translation of this wail, the word wail, it refers to destruction. That's the literal translation. But then another interpretation, وَيْلٌ وَادٍ فِي جَهَنَّمْ. Wail is a valley in Jahannam. وَإِنَّ الْكَافِرَ لَيَحْوِي فِيهَا أَرْبَعِينَ خَرِيفًا. hatta yabluha qa'raha, that the kafir will sink in there. He'll sink 40 years, he'll continue descending. 40 years will pass, then he'll reach the bottom. And the same way, لَوْ سَيِّرَتْ فِيَا جِبَالٌ لَمَّاعَتْ مِنْ حَرِّهَا. If you take a mountain and you move it past, you don't go like a plane crossing. It doesn't interfere with the bottom. You move the mountain past this whale. The mountain will melt because of the extreme heat. 40 years it took the kafir to reach the bottom. This mountain is passing across and is melting because of the extreme heat. This is the punishment for that person who is reading his salah, but there is no concentration, there is no devotion, there is no performing his ruku, sajda in proper order. Salah, Allah does not speak a lie. وَمَنْ أَزْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَزْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no person more truthful than Allah in discussion. There is no person more truthful than Allah in saying. Allah is saying, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Salah is the ability to take you away from lewdness, to take you away from evil, to take you away from those things that are sinful, to take you away from every wrong. Salah is the ability to pick you up and take you away from those things. Today we find a musalli, he's a 5-time namazi. He still speaks lies. We find a musalli, he's a 5-time namazi. He's still having affairs. We find a musalli, he's a 5-time namazi. The stung outside the masjid is F&Bs. We find a musalli, he's a 5-time namazi. He's dealing in all other haram. In spite of reading his salah, there's nothing wrong with the salah. Allah speaks the truth. Allah is the most truthful. It is something wrong with how we perform our salah. Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu narrates, Su'ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hazil ayah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned regarding this ayat. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Salah definitely takes you away from these wrongs. Say, ma lam tanhaw salatuhu anil fahshai wal munkar, la salata lahu. That person who is reading salah, and it does not prevent him from all this evil, does not prevent him from all these wrongs, as if he did not perform any salah. He was going through the motions and the actions. If you have riwayat Ibn Abbas, لَمْ يَزْدَدْ بِهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بُعْدًا. It's taking him away further from Allah. Leave going closer to Allah with salah. He's taking him away from Allah. A man takes his hand and he puts it in a jar of honey. And he lifts his hand. The honey sticks to his fingers. As he goes further away from the jar, there's that line that is sticking. It's becoming narrow or more thin until finally it breaks off. A man who reads salah in the proper way, in the proper manner, then definitely he has dipped himself in the jar of spiritual honey. And it takes him from that salah to the next salah without committing one major sin. It has the ability to take a man right to the next salah and carry him. And this is created in one salah. One person comes. He comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Says, Ya Rasulullah, inna fulanan yusalli layla. Wa iza asbaha saraka. So and so is reading salah the entire night. In the morning comes, he goes and steals. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Sayyanahahu ma taqulu. This person is reading salah properly. Soon his salah is going to overtake his sin and he's going to stop the sin. Confidently, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, soon his salah is going to overtake this sin. Another person, a youngster from the Ansar, people came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Yusalli salawatil khamsa. He's reading 5 times salah behind you. There's not a sin in the book, but he has not committed it. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam observed his salah. He says, Satanhahu yawman. His salah one day is going to come to action and prevent him from the sin. And it was not long after that, Allah gave him hidayat. His salah warned him. His salah overtook him, and now he came to a proper life. So same like that, you and I, the way we perform salah, the way we carry ourselves out in salah, will determine what kind of a person we are outside the masjid. It will lessen the sin. This is a yardstick to see whether we're reading salah in a proper manner or we're not reading it properly. Nabi Anas ibn Malik radhiyallahu anhu says, "Man salla as-salata li waqtiha wa asbagha laha wudu'aha wa atamma laha qiyamaha wa khushu'aha wa ruku'aha wa sujudaha kharajat wa hiya bayda'u musfira taqulu hafizaka Allah kama hafiztani." That person performs salah at the proper time. What is proper? Khushu, concentration, devotion. Qiyam is in order. Ruku is in order. Sujood is in order. The salah takes the form of a handsome person and it goes up to the heavens. From far there, it makes dua. May Allah protect you. May Allah guard you. May Allah take care of you like how you have taken care of me today. Then there is another person. Man salla salata li ghayri waqtiha walam yusbig laha walam yusbig laha wudu'aha walam yutimma laha khushu'aha wala ruku'aha wala sujudaha kharajat wa hiya sawda'un muslima wa taqulu dayya'aka Allah kama dayya'atani thumma luffa kama yulaffu thawb al-khalib wa yudrabu biha wajhu. Then there is the other person. He does not care of the time he reads salah. There is no proper wudu. Ruku, sajda is neglected. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu sees a person. He comes into the masjid. This person is performing salah. This person finishes his salah. Huzaifa says, "Since when are you reading salah like this?" He says, "For the last 40 years." He says, "Wallahi ma sallaita salatan qattu." If you read salah in this manner, you have not performed one salah for the last 40 years. No ruku, sajda properly. So coming back to that hadith, ruku and sajda is not in order. Then the salah takes a form of a dark and ugly person. And it goes up to the skies and it says, "May Allah destroy you. May Allah neglect you. May Allah not care about you. Like how you have destroyed me. Like how you have neglected me." The salah is cursing this person. A poet mentions very nicely, "Wakam min musallin, wakam min musallin, ما له من صلاته إلا سوى رؤية المحراب والكد والعنا." How many musallis are reading salah? Nothing from his salah except looking at the walls and getting tired going up and down. Getting tired going up and down. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, يَأْتِيَ لَلنَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُصَلُّونَ وَلَا يُصَلُّونَ. They come a time upon this ummah. They're performing salah, but they're not performing salah. What it means? They're going through the actions and motions of salah, but they're not performing salah in reality. The salah that drew from the treasures of Allah. Today we have tested everything. We have tested the power of things, of the material things of this world. We understand the value and the power of a check. We understand the value of a note that is in our hand. We understand the power of what he can do. Have we tested our dua? That I lift my hands up in dua, what it can do. I stand and read 2 rakat salah, what it can do. A sahabi went to the masjid. No food in the house. The story is very famous. 3 times he repeats this action. And he comes home and finally food is coming out. Because his salah drew from the treasures of Allah. Like that every sahabi. It was first resorting to salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Iza hazabahu amrun fazi'a ila salah." When anything worried him, anything was of concern, he hastened to salah. And with salah, he solved all his problems. This ummah has to learn, or we have to learn, and we have to make an effort to develop that salah in that way, that we draw from the treasures of Allah. And our salah don't become like that, that is thrown back on our face. One person, Abul Muallak, a sahabi, he was traveling, he used to be a businessman. And he was traveling on the road. And one day he was caught by some person, like, "You have hijackers today." So he said to that person, "Take my goods. Don't kill me." This person says, "No, I want only your blood." So he says, "Okay, you want my blood, but give me a chance to perform 2 rakat salah." So he makes wudu and he performs 2 rakat salah. He completes the salah and he makes dua. "Ya Wadud, Ya Zal Arshil Majid, Ya فعال لما يريد أسألك بعزتك التي لا ترام وبملكك الذي لا يضام وبنورك الذي وبنورك الذي أملى أركان عرشك أن تخفيني شر هذا اللصوص يا مغيث أغثني He makes this dua and he says it three times. Oh Wadud, oh the affectionate one. Oh that person who owns the arsh. Oh that person who whatever he wishes, he desires is carried out. I ask you with your grandeur, which cannot be moved. I ask you with your kingdom, which cannot be harmed and damaged. I ask you with your nur that fills the corners of the arsh, that you save me from the evil of this thief. He hardly completed his dua the third time. There was a horseman seated on the horse wood, his spear in the hand, about to kill that thief. And he puts an end to that thief. Then Abu Mu'alla turns to this person. He says, who are you? He says, I am a malaika. I am an angel from the fourth heaven. When you said this dua the first time after your salah, the people, the doors in the first heaven began to shake and creak. When you said it the second time, all the malaika were whispering to each other and they all became aroused. And when you said it the third time, I asked Allah that allow me, put me in charge, I'll take care of this thief. And Allah sent me. This was dua after salah. This was the power of the two rakat salah. Wallah, we can't help our own needs without two rakat salah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful is a believer. The first thing Allah mentions. After that, which kind of a believer? هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who have concentration and devotion in their salah. We have to take stock of ourselves. What kind of salah we're reading? What is the quality of it? We have looked at the quality of things at home. We have looked at the quality of the car. And we look to improve all these things. Let us improve this salah. And the way to improve it is to go out in the path of Allah. Go in the environment where Allah has been spoken about. Where continuously the entire day we're speaking about the greatness of Allah. And then a car needs repairs, it goes to the garage. A person is sick, he goes to the doctor. Who we are going to treat our salah? Or what we are doing about it? Are we letting 30, 40 years go and just reading salah up and down? Or we are doing something to improve this? Or we testing the strength of it? What is the strength of my salah? Or is going to go on? Regarding this, the ijtima is coming. And ijtima is an event on occasion where hundreds or thousands of mu'mins will gather. And all for one sake, all for one maqsad. That we revive the maqsad of our life. And jamaats will go out from the ijtima as well. Jamaats will go out to different places. And people going out, they're going out for the same purpose. To develop this iman in themselves. To develop their salah. The consciousness of Allah to come in their life. So let us see that next week, 16th, 17th and 18th. The ijtima takes place in Chatswood, Unit 2, Heavenside. Unit 1, Heavenside. And the details will be mentioned on the board where it will be particularly. So let us see how we, next week, we can be part of that gathering. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a gathering like that, a dua is made. Allah forgives all those people who participate in that gathering. And many other good that will take place in this gathering. Allah will give us part of the sawab also. Another very important thing, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ashitau ghanimatul mu'min. Winter is a scoring opportunity of a mu'min. Layluha tawilun wa naharuha qasirun. The night is very short. The night is very long. The day is very short. Some of us may think that the night is very long, that a lot of activities can take place after Isha. And the day is very short and quickly we can go to bed. But there is something else. That the night is very long, that we can spend entire night in sleeping also, and afford to get up and stand before Allah in tahajjud. And the day is very short also, that we can keep fast during the day. Today the mu'min or Muslims of this time, wallah, it is winter months also. The masjid is still empty for fajr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man ghada ila suqi ghada birayati shaitan. Man ghada ila masjidi ghada birayati iman. That person who wakes up in the morning and he goes to the marketplace, the first thing he does is holding the flag of shaitan for the entire day, even though he's dressed like me. And that person who gets up in the morning and he goes to the masjid and performs his fajr salah, he's holding the flag of iman for the entire day. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that وَإِذَا فَقَدْنَا الرَّجُلَ فِي الصُّبْحِ أَسَأْنَا بِهِ الظَّنْ. When we saw a man missing in Fajr Salah, we thought evil of this man, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَتْ صَلَاةٌ أَسْكَرُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ وَالْعِشَاءِ. There is no salah more difficult for munafiqs to read than Fajr and Isha Salah. And we thought that this man is guilty of nifaq now. Allah give us tawfiq that we read Salah, Fajr Salah, with Jama'ah in the masjid. A man is fishing the entire night. He found the lazzat and the pleasure of fishing the entire night. A man is sitting on the internet the entire night. He found the lazzat and the pleasure of sitting on the internet. A man is socializing the entire night. He saw the lazzat and pleasure of sitting on that and doing that the entire night. Men are getting up to watch television, sports on television. For the entire night, the entire family is awake, but we cannot afford to free the time to come stand in the masjid. It has become very hard. Allah changed this. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. This day is come, we'll turn the tables amongst the people. There were those people that spent the entire night in Salah. There were those people who completed the entire Quran in one night. There were those people that 45 years, they read Isha Salah and Fajr Salah with the same wudu. Today the Ummah can get up for those things, but cannot come to Salah with Jamaat in the Masjid. Allah give us tawfiq and Allah give us the ability to realize. Allah bring this conscience into us, not forgetting that the Ijtima will take place 16, 17, 18 in Heavenside Unit 1 in Chatswood. Inshallah, we all should see that how we participate. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.